Well, it's last morning of Greenbelt. It's Monday. Most of us are talking like Barry White through lack of sleep and too much alcohol, nicotine, screaming at bands, talking in seminars, whatever. And I'm here with Mike Radcliffe, a.k.a. Art Business, out of the internet. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
And we've just been talking a bit about some of the art stuff that's been going on. Mike, Billy Childish.
Yeah, fantastic. Best talk ever, I thought. Especially the stuff he was talking about play in art, which is stuff I've been saying for ages, actually, about... To my eye, I think a lot of art is... It's either like a bad joke, where you kind of look at it and you go, all right, I get it now, boom, boom, and move on. Or it's stuff that you just... You pick up the yellow pages and you get it made. Yeah. Which is fine to a degree, but it's the sense of play and just messing about with stuff that I think is really important. And usually, if you go in with too preconceived an idea of what you want to make, you can make something that's quite interesting. But often, I find the best stuff is the stuff that I wasn't going to make, and the stuff that actually happens that comes out at the end is far better than the thing I was ever going to make to start with.
Do you think that playfulness also changes your relationship with the viewer or experiencer of your art because it demands less of them if it's playful? If you're not saying this is massively serious and high concept, and if you don't get it, then you're an idiot. That actually, if it's the outworking of you experimenting and being playful, then actually it gives. It feels like it gives more layers on which to engage with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more demanding of the viewer, actually, in the sense that it's more democratic.
Okay.
So, you know, I might have a reason for doing it or a spine, but I think Twyla Tharp talks about having a spine in when you're creating something. So you have something that starts it off, and that might be a theme that runs through, but actually it kind of goes off completely somewhere else. And that might be that spine might be responsible for a series of things that you do that all look very different, and actually you might not be able to tell what that spine is by the time you get to the end. But that's kind of not important. But I think, for my money, the best stuff is elusive in the sense that it allows people to come to it and have their own experiences in front of it, and that's more meaningful for people, I think, than me. Using art as a sort of propaganda tool or a blackboard to kind of teach people didactic.
That's great. Where does the kind of real art, fine art, visual art world fit into Greenbelt?
That's a good question. There's lots of it here. It depends what do you mean by real art, fine art?
I guess, well, 'cause music is an art form, but in terms of our cultural relationship with it stands alone. That we don't go and stand 80,000 of us screaming at a work of art, that we engage with it differently, and therefore it's the relationship between a festival and art is just going to be materially different, but also it's rarely the big thing on the bill, and yet for some people that I've spoken to, it seems like it's a fairly integral part of the kind of the makeup of the creative landscape of the festival.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased to see that it feels bigger this year than it has done for a long time, I think. Mm. Like there's more of it, or maybe I'm just finding it more, but it's there's more of it out and about, there's more things to see, and it's pulled in things like graffiti and stencil art or street art or whatever you want. Yeah. I've had a long conversation with Asbo Love the other day about the difference between, I've got to get this right, graffiti art, street art, and stencil art, because graffiti art is more to do with tagging and typography, whereas street art can be about stenciling and all that kind of stuff. But it's there, and there's a lot more of it, and it's the kind of quality of it is very good this year. So that's all good.